Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger fans, it's an early start at LSU. LSU football kicks off tomorrow. The Tigers battling Utah State in Death Valley. We got wall-to-wall purple and gold coverage for you. That starts at 7 a.m. You can join Christian Garrick and former LSU star quarterback Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And go out and tailgate with them on LSU's campus in front of the ticket office on North Stadium Drive. Or call in from your tailgate party at 9 a.m. and catch LSU's official pregame show with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Doug Morrow. Then game time, 11 a.m., Tigers taking on the Utah State Aggies. Saturday, make a day of it. 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. here on Tiger Radio, WWL, the Big 870 at 105.3 FM. One of the guys you're going to hear tomorrow is our friend, former LSU quarterback, co-host of that Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Herb Tyler. How you doing, Herb?
I'm wonderful this morning, Tommy. How you doing, my brother?
I'm well. If I were you tomorrow morning with that 7 a.m. thing, I would probably get like a quadruple latte with five shots of whatever it is they put in there.
Well, look, Tommy, you know, I don't do radio full-time. I actually work for a great company in MAP Construction. It's really just MAP. But I'm up every morning at 5 o'clock, so it doesn't matter. I'm listening to Tommy on my way in to wherever I'm going. I'm normally at 6:15. So I'm ready to roll, brother.
All right,
7 o'clock, that's like 3 o'clock to me, man, 3 p.m.
You ought to talk to the SEC, get them to move all the games up. Be more convenient for you.
Let's not do that. No. Let's not do that. We got to play under the lights. It's Saturday night. And Tiger Stadium is where we're trying to be at every Saturday night.
And the sun has found its home in the western sky, right?
Yes, sir. There you go.
All right.
Most beautiful skyline you're ever going to see, brother.
It is. Let me talk about somebody texted in to ask you about the Utah State quarterback. I don't know anything about that.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Jordan Love. He's a 6'4", 6'5", 225-pound quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks out there, man. He's you don't hear a lot about him because it's such a, you know, they play in the Mountain West, Midwest Mountain Division or whatever. And this guy gets the ball out of his hands fast. They run a super fast offense. He sees the field with the best of them. He's got a strong arm. He can run. He's athletic. You know, he's going to be a great test for us. And it doesn't matter who you're playing or what level they're on. This guy right here can play on any level, as far as I'm concerned.
When you say quick release and quick offense, does that mean like they go no huddle all the time?
Basically, yep. They're always they're ready to snap the ball within 15 to 20 seconds inside of the play clock, and these guys are running and gunning, kind of like what we do sometimes. So, but they're just even faster than what we do because they've been doing it. They've implemented this offense for a long time now, so these guys are really, really great at doing what they do. They right now they're number one in the division of the conference that they're in. They're 3-1, and they're 2-0 in conference play right now. So those guys are doing well.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, Herb, they hung 62 on Stony Brook, and I shouldn't take any pleasure in that. However, if you're still a little sore about that baseball series. You know, you can't feel too bad about that.
No, I'm still upset about that, Tommy. Come on, man. Can we replay that game tomorrow?
I'm telling you. I remember exactly where I was, as do most people, I think. Hey, Herb, when we come back, we're going to talk about what the Tigers have to do to stop Jordan Love, 6'4", 225 pounds of him, how they look on defense, the lines, backs, skill positions, etc. Herb Tyler, our friend, our guest, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. If you have any questions or comments, text them to 870-870, and I'll pass them along. 720 traffic now, WWL. 7:23, Tommy Tucker, WWL, with Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. He's told us about Utah's quarterback, Jordan Love, 6'4", 225. And Herb, you said this guy could play anywhere.
I think he can. I think he sees the field very well, and he releases the ball with the best of them. You know, right now he's got 6 touchdowns, and he's got 5 interceptions. So, you know, that's something I think we can play on against him, or that will maybe work against him, being that he's going to be playing against 2 of the best cornerbacks in the country. And I do think he can play anywhere. He's a great athletic kid. He's very smart. And sometimes you got to put him in the wrong situation so that he can make some mistakes.
Get him off his spot, that kind of thing?
Not necessarily get him off the spot, but just get him to rush even faster than what he's trying to do, if that makes sense. Right?
I got it.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, is the LSU defensive line healthy?
We got a couple of guys that are probable. Rashard Lawrence, we're not sure what he's going to do. Outside of that, I think everybody else will be ready to go. I know Kalavon Chason he should play. All signs are pointing to that he will play. So I think we should have a full load, with the exception of maybe Rashard Lawrence. We're going to see. We're going to see where he is.
Leonard Fournette leaving the team this week. Was that just because he – explain all that, Herb. What was behind that?
You know, Tommy, this is going to be my best explanation. I don't know the exact 100% truth, but what I saw was that Leonard had this great opportunities early on in the season, the first 2 games. But I think that's because the 2 freshmen were just not ready to compete on a level of, let's say, Texas. But as we saw against Vanderbilt, these guys, when I say these guys, Davis Price and John Emery, they got a more of a workload in that particular game than Leonard Fournette. So I think he saw the writing on the wall. These guys are going to move forward. In other words, in order for us to get better as a team, these 2 guys have to play. And that means less carries for Fournette. So I think that's what he saw at the end of the day. Now, what's weird for me is normally you would, if you want to continue to play and go somewhere else, you would enter the transfer portal. But he didn't. He withdrew from school, and he removed himself from the team. So I don't know what his plans are next.
You think he's good enough to play at the next level, or you're talking about another school?
No, I'm talking about another school. I'm not sure if he's good enough to play at the next level. I think he has the athletic ability to do so. But, you know, you have to compile that with, desire, heart, the mental aspect of the game, things of that nature. So I don't know if he has all of that.
Somebody else texted in and said, what about Joe Burrow? Can he go crazy against the Utah State defense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen what Joe can go crazy. Right now, we think Joe can go crazy against anyone. He's playing with the best of them. I mean, he's what, number 4 in the Heisman, or number 3 in the Heisman Trophy candidacy right now in that race. And the thing about Joe right now, and I've said this before, this guy is super duper confident in what he's doing. No one is going to take that away from him. And what has added to that confidence is the fact that he now has the range to be able to toss this ball anywhere he wants to on the field, and he can throw it to 3 to 6 of the best wide receivers in the country, including some tight ends in there, including the backs coming out of the backfield. So he's got every tool that he needs to be successful, and this guy has the heart of a champion, and you know, purple and gold runs through his veins, and he's just a true and true tiger all the way through.
I think it must be a deal with a quarterback, because I know it runs through yours too.
Absolutely, man. You know, it's one of those things when you look, it's, you know, there's no greater fan base than the LSU Tiger fan base. And I say that to anybody at any point, anywhere in the world. I don't really care who it is, but the people who cheer for LSU, if you can make those people happy, you've done a great job. And I'm going to tell you right now, no one will be more proud of you than those people. The only 2 people that will be a little bit more proud of you than everybody else in Tiger Nation would be your parents, and then outside of that, there's no one else. So, look, man, when I look at Joe, Joe's going to break a lot of records. He's going to break a couple of my records, and I'm looking forward to it. My son Jay and I were talking the other day, and I told him, so Jay broke a lot of Peyton and Eli Manning's record at Newman, and I said, son, guess what? I said, Arch is going to break your records because Arch is going to play 1 more year than he did. And Jay said, the perfect response, and I've taught him this ever since he was young. He said, records are meant to be broken, but they won't be forgotten. And I said, you're right. That's absolutely true.
Real quick, LSU's, this is the last test, not test, this is the last, I'm trying to be nice here, Herb, I don't know what to say, outside the SEC game, let me put it that way. And by the way, Utah State, they've won their last 14 of 16, but they played SEC teams seven times and they lost them all. So how important is it that LSU really, I hate to say tune up, because they got Florida coming on the 12th. Is that part of their strategy going into this game too?
So what you do is you look back a couple of years ago and when Troy State came in here and they shocked the world, right? And they beat us. So you don't want that to happen again, especially on the road that we're on. You know, we have an opportunity to do something special this year. And this is something that I've talked about since the beginning of the season, is I don't think these guys are going to mess that up. These guys have passion for this game. They've worked their behinds off all offseason. They know what they have right here in front of them. And I don't think they're going to look past the Utah State this weekend to, you know, to look forward into, to the Florida game next weekend. These guys are prepared. I think they're going to come out. I think they're going to do what they're supposed to do. The defense is going to fly around. I think we're going to put Jordan Love into some positions where he's going to throw some intercepts and make some costly mistakes. You know, we've got to make tackles every time we get there. We've really got to strengthen up our thought process and our understanding of the defensive calls in the back, in the defensive backfield, so we don't make any mistakes and let these guys run free. Outside of that, I think we'll be fine. We're a lot bigger, we're a lot stronger, we're a lot faster than these guys. We just have to impose our will, and we have to make sure that when we do get them down, we got to keep the pedal to the metal, baby, and keep on going.
Thank you, Herb. We'll listen for you tomorrow, all right? Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate you, brother.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate you. Early start, LSU football kicking off, Utah State. Our coverage begins at 7 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.